Tony, you've been a part of the music scene in the Twin Cities for a very long time, yeah, and we wanted to get your perspective on Prince.
Well, we lost... we lost a musical genius, but here in the Twin Cities, here in Minnesota, it's like we lost a family member.
Yeah.
For however you felt about Prince, everybody has that story. I bought his first album out of the back of his car parked outside of the Pacific Club.
I'll never forget walking with a gal in downtown. I think it was the old Schmidt Music, and we saw the purple motorcycle parked there, and she freaked out. There was a crowd of people around it hoping that he would, come out and get on the bike. She said, "We have to go home and get my camera." I'm like, "What? He's not even going to be here."
No, his bike. That was important enough. Yeah.
And I looked at it, and it was a Honda CB400. I'm trying to impress this young gal who's going gaga over Prince's motorcycle. And I said, "I've got a CB650. It's actually bigger than Prince's bike." And no kidding, she said to me, "That's probably all that's bigger." We didn't make it. But I mean, it was, you're right. He was like a family member. I've got old crusty biker guys texting me today going, "No way, not Prince."
Yeah, he was definitely, as far as, a personality here in the Twin Cities and in Minnesota in general, he was our identity.
We lost our celebrity. We had the one.
And he's the one that everyone, like if you have friends from out of town or family from out of town, he's the one they ask about.
Yep.
Did you ever have any experiences with Prince?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he called me and yelled at me on behalf of the radio business.
Beautiful.
Because?
One time, he sent his bodyguard to my radio station when I worked at KDWB.
Right.
And his bodyguard had a note saying that the boss wants to see you tonight at Paisley Park.
The boss.
Yeah.
He was not the boss. Bruce Springsteen?
No, he was the boss. Yeah. In Minnesota, Prince was the boss.
Yeah.
So I go down to Paisley Park, and Alicia Keys... Mm-hmm. And George Clinton are performing that night.
Wow.
And I didn't get to see much of the show because they ushered me right to the lobby to go wait for Prince. I wait there for about 20 minutes, and out from behind one of the dark corners comes Prince in full body lace from neck to toe. Full body
kinky
lace. And he proceeds to yell at me because the airwaves are owned by the people. And why are his airwaves being filled with Puff Daddy? Couldn't understand why anyone would play that garbage on the radio when his music was available.
Wow.
And that kind of confidence is what made me fall in love with Prince the first time I heard his music.
Dude, thanks for running down the hall here and sharing some Prince memories
with
us.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to see the studio. I've never been in here.
It's our first show, and I've never met you before.
So you guys have a much nicer studio than I do.
Really? Yeah. Okay, well, play your cards right, and we'll be on
vinyl.
Your
vinyl. How long? I haven't seen vinyl in forever.